Welcome to Don't Panic with Mike Cunningham and Dr. Stephen Cutchins. Mike is a 20-year veteran in Christian education, and Stephen is an author in the area of Christian apologetics. Together, they will ask and answer tough questions about culture, family, and faith. Thanks for joining us today. Let's get started.
All right, welcome to Don't Panic. This is a special episode where Stephen and I are going to break down our top crazy ministry experiences. Stephen, are you ready for this?
I'm not really sure we should do this, actually. I didn't vote for this, but
this
we
was
hit record
idea.
All of a sudden. Here we go.
This was your idea, you big jerk.
It may or may not have been my idea. I cannot confirm or deny that.
Ladies and gentlemen, if this podcast makes the air, it's a miracle. We reserve the right to delete this.
So what we're going to talk about, right, is like the craziest things, like a top 10 list is what we're thinking.
Yes.
Maybe a top 10 craziest or funniest or weirdest things or saddest things that ever happened in ministry.
For time purposes, we'll go a lot less.
Well, I think we should do 5 just because, as we were talking before we hit record, the sad thing is, probably the top 5 of our top 10 are unmentionable. I mean,
yes,
they're just like the unspoken prayer request, rememories of ministry.
Yes, the brain does a great job of editing, and I think my brain cannot summon those experiences because I think that it's doing me a favor.
Well, let me start off with this one. This one is, it would probably be in my top 3. I was teaching a youth group, and we were going through the book of Proverbs, and we were talking about wisdom. Mike, you've taught through Proverbs, I'm sure, and I was trying to find a sticky way, a creative way to get these kids' attention about the difference between being foolish and being wise.
Oh, gotta get the attention.
Oh, yeah, gotta get the attention. So I just did a Google search for stupid videos and downloaded enough of them to fill up about 5 minutes worth of a compilation video.
And like bloopers and stuff?
Yeah, bloopers. You know, it'd be, you know, people putting firecrackers in their mouth, or two bulls accidentally running into each other, or, I mean, just crazy stuff. People falling off of a diving board, plastering their face first into the concrete.
So basically 9/10 of my news feed and social media.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was just crazy stuff. So I put this compilation video together, and it was a big hit, man. It was like a 5-week thing I was going through on Wednesday nights. We had this big midweek thing. The band would play and all this kind of stuff. And then I would come up right before I would teach. I would say something like, man, we're going to be talking about how not to be a fool. And I want you to watch this video of just some foolish things that people do. And that's what the video came on, and you'd see this title, What Foolish Things People Do. And then it would go on to just 5 minutes worth of just crazy stuff that had been caught on video. Anyway, we were in probably about week 3 or 4 of this series, and I had planned to just play it 1 week. And back in this time, we weren't running the same type of software and all this kind of stuff. This was years ago. So I had actually put it all on a DVD is what
What's
I had
that
done.
Called? What is a DVD?
It's like this thing. It looks kind of like a CD. It's
yeah,
kind of
right.
like a
it's
small
like a
record. Right. So I put all these.
I know those well.
Right. Yeah. I put this all on a DVD, and I had it all queued up. And so my tech guys would fire it off on Wednesday night from the DVD player up in our sound booth, which we were having this. It was a lot of kids that were coming to this thing called High Impact. So we were playing this thing every week, and it was about the 3rd week of the series. And unfortunately, we had a death in our community, and there was a person in the community that wanted to have the funeral at our church. So,
oh, no.
Yeah. So the funeral was scheduled for, I think it was a Thursday or a Friday. It was a couple of days after our thing. And so the visitation for the funeral was scheduled. The funeral home put together this beautiful, beautiful slideshow video for the visitation time, where it would be playing on these huge screens in the auditorium as people were coming in and giving their regards to the family. And we had a 5-disc DVD player. Yeah, a 5-disc DVD player.
No.
Had, you know, the rotating circular thing where you could put more than one in there. So the funeral home had put in their video, their DVD video, and it had started playing, and it was on a loop, and it was, you know, plan to go for 30 minutes or an hour on loop.
Yes.
So at some point, that video, that DVD skipped, and it locked up. And so you know how those old DVD players would work. It actually went on to the next DVD. It was in the queue. And that just happened to be foolish things that people do for my Wednesday night thing with youth. So here we are in the middle of this visitation for this wonderful family in our community, all these people in the church. And of course, the video that I had made for the youth was at least two or three times louder in volume than the other one. So it was just blaring and all these crazy, you know, things were happening on the screen and we couldn't get it to turn off. Finally, somebody went up there, I think, and just pulled the power plug from the whole thing. We really had to apologize for that, but that is definitely in my top 10 list of the most embarrassing moments in ministry. What about you, Mike?
Oh, man. Well, you know, Stephen, I think that everyone at some point is in charge of a trip.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This is early in my ministry, and I had this van, and I was driving children to Mexico. We're going to do a mission trip, and it's
awesome. You were driving them to Mexico, or you're driving them in Mexico?
Well, I was going to, this is a two-parter.
Okay.
First of all, I just want to tell you on the front end, it's kind of a neat little funny moment that happened. Like, you know, it's like a 12-hour drive down to the border, and you know, you're driving with students, and it's great. Drove through Texas, stopped in San Antonio, hit some convenience stores and stuff like that, and all the kids have loaded up on candy and Cokes, and it was one of those things where you do the work day for a few days, and then you have the break day in the middle, and then you work, and that's kind of was the setup for that week. And so I took the students to Padre.
Okay.
So crossed back over, went to Padre, came back. Didn't really think this through because, you know, we had dinner and it's getting dark. And, you know, in case you hadn't noticed, I'm not from Mexico.
No, you're not.
I am not.
You're actually from Colorado.
I am. And so I'm driving. This is pre-GPS years. This is like...
The
Dark Ages. Yeah. This is maps. This is like written directions. Turn a right at the rooster, kind of deal.
You're taking me back.
And it has gotten dark, and we took a wrong turn, and I am driving down.
Did you get lost?
I did get lost, and
with someone else's kids.
Yes, I did. Yes, I can talk about this now. And of course, what's funny is and only people who've been in charge of a trip appreciate this, that the students thinks it's hilarious and you're literally freaking out.
Yeah.
Of course, now after 30 minutes, they didn't think it is as hilarious.
They realized that you really didn't know where they were.
This could get kind of sketchy.
Nor how to get into another place.
Might be changing our nationality at this point. I think just out of process of elimination, I think I've driven every street a million times. We found the road and made it back, but it was one of those, I think everyone's had those panic moments where you're in a foreign country, you're away from home. There is no, at that point, again, cell phones, I don't even think were a thing. I think this is early in my ministry, but you know, it's like printed maps.
And you don't know where you are.
And we don't know where we are.
Hey, well, I got one that I can one up you on this one. This one actually has a technology twist to it. I took a group down to Costa Rica. It was a group that had two vans, basically, that we had rented. And again, here's the magic of all these stories is these vans. So we had been driving in these vans for a couple of days, and our drivers didn't speak English. And
that's exciting.
Yeah, I was in the van that was in the back. Of course, there was a van up in the front, so half of us were in the van I was in, half were up front of our group. Literally, Mike, I don't know how else to describe it, but the wheel of the back right passenger side of this van I was in, it literally came off. I mean, it wasn't like it was a flat tire. I mean, this wheel came off. I have a picture of it. The guy stopped. This is one of the stupidest things I've ever done. This was right after I got an iPad, and it had Google Translate on it. So you could type in a phrase. Done. Yeah, you type in a phrase, and it would translate it for you, and it actually even say it for you. It audibly, you know, pronounce the phrase or the word that you were trying to translate. So, I mean, my Spanish wasn't really good. I needed to communicate to the driver because we had been standing around waiting for this other van to come for quite a long time, and I had all these kids standing on the side of the road in Costa Rica. Same kind of your situation. I'm starting to feel like maybe I'm putting them in harm's way if we don't get out of there pretty quick. So I grab my iPad, and I walk over to the driver who's just kind of sitting around smoking a cigarette, and I type into the iPad. This is what I type, Mike. I type in the iPad. I said, "How much longer till the other bus comes?" And I hit translate, and I show it to him, and he looks at me and says, "No! No." And I thought, well, what do you mean? So I typed it in again. Maybe I said something wrong. I typed it a little differently. And I hit translate and showed it to him. And he just looked at me and shook his head again. He said, "No, no, no, no." And so I typed it in a different way. I don't remember how I typed it in the third time. And I showed it to him again. And he just said, "No, no." And I'm sitting there thinking, what is wrong with this guy? Why won't he? I mean, he's supposed to be paid to get us around. All he can say is no. And then I looked at the iPad and realized I wasn't translating to Spanish. I was translating to French. So I then changed my sentence on the iPad and put, "I am an idiot." And it translated to Spanish and showed to him. He said, "See." Well, I mean, there's always going to be these trips and these things where we're out and about, you know, with groups that stand out in our mind. Several of the things that didn't make our list, or they were on our list but are the unmentionables, are the hospital visits that we've been on through the years.
Now, in terms of funny, we were in Puerto Rico, and this young man gets like a splinter in his eye, something, you know, just something. It just didn't look right. We didn't want to let it get infected or whatever. And so this guy, we sat in a Puerto Rican ER for several hours. Literally just came down to a male nurse who spoke absolutely no English, walks over, shoves his eye open, and basically pours a gallon of saline solution in his eye. And I guess I get worked, but you know, I've never seen a more petrified and uncomfortable young man in my life as that went down. But anyway, those are just some of the high points of mine.
Every time I would go on a ski trip, take a ski trip, or be on a ski trip as a youth pastor.
We won't talk about that.
Man, all I did was just go ahead and plan to go to the ER with somebody, because somebody always got hurt.
You're making me feel better.
Well, I'd like to tell you about the Diamond Jubilee. Can I talk to you about the Diamond Jubilee?
Are you going to sing?
The Diamond Jubilee. I know, right?
I think the title is just better than the story.
The Diamond Jubilee. You know, I was at my first church for about 12 years. You know, I had been a band director. I had been a school teacher and done a lot of trips with schools. In charter buses and school buses and all this kind of stuff. And so I left the education field and went into ministry at this church in the Charlotte area, South Charlotte area. When I started there, they didn't charter buses or anything like that. They had a bus that they had acquired sometime back in, maybe the 60s or 70s.
Oh, my.
It had been upgraded over the years repainted and refixed. The name of this bus was the Diamond Jubilee, right? It was like this weird taupe color with the brown leather seats, you know, that had when you get on it, it has the smell of those years of school kids riding on it. And then the school was done with the bus. I'm sure that's probably where they wound up. And then the church bought it.
That's what we do. Unfit for the school, it becomes our property.
It's ministry material. That's right. That's right. This Diamond Jubilee was let's just say it was unreliable. But I was new, and we were supposed to take a trip up to the mountain area of our region over there. And so we were going to this camp, and the bus was completely full. It must have been probably 60, 75 kids in this bus. I mean, it was full, and it was overflowing. We actually had a van that we rented in addition to it, but we had to get all the kids to this camp. So we were going up the interstate, and we were fine. Everything was good. And so we're going up the last little stretch of the road, the actual road, like the highway. Then we turn into, you know, when you turn off of the road, and you're actually to the entrance of the camp, you know, that you're going to, and it's gravel, but this camp was a mountain camp. So we're literally turning off the road. We get on the gravel, and we begin this slow and steady incline that's becoming more and more, the incline's getting steeper and steeper and steeper as we go up toward where the camp is. And there was a lake up there, and there was all these fun things to do, and a lot of kids had been there before. Off to the right, you could see that there was the mountain just kind of went down. I mean, it was just a very steep incline down to the right, off the road, and then to the left, the mountain kept going up. So it's just a solid wall. So we're going up the mountain, and the incline got so steep that I guess all the gas went to the back of the bus, and it stalled out.
Oh, no.
So I got all these kids on the Diamond Jubilee going up this mountain, and the thing stalls out. And the lady that was driving the bus, she put her foot on the brake, and it kind of locked. She just stopped it, and she was just holding her foot on the brake there. And so immediately I'm thinking, I got to do what's in the best interest of the kids. Let's get the kids off. We were close enough to where the camp was that we took them off the bus, and they just kind of hiked up. And I think we maybe used the van that was in front to kind of do, you know, different runs.
Yeah.
So this lady is a sweet lady at my first church, a good friend. And we were all trying to figure out what we wanted to do, because it wouldn't crank. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't leave it there.
No.
You either got to go one direction or the other, and we don't know what to do. And behind the bus, just as a side note, my wife was in our brand new, the first new car that we'd ever bought. It was a Honda Accord, beautiful Honda Accord. So I walked back to talk to her, and to tell her what was going on. The kids were getting off, and just, you know, give her a heads up on, you know, what the problem was. And as I'm doing that, I hear a boom. See, I guess the camp director had come down and told her that she should just let her foot off the brake.
No.
So when she did, the brakes popped real loud because they had been kind of locked in. And the bus, I turn around, Mike, and I look up that hill. And I can remember the words, you know, of the Diamond Jubilee coming right at me, that back door of that bus coming right at me and is rolling down. And all these people are jumping out of the way because it's coming right at our car. So the thing starts rolling back to us, and the bus literally just crashes into the side of the mountain. And we have to get it, you know, pulled out by a wrecker and all this kind of stuff. But the Diamond Jubilee, if you've never had a retired school bus,
that's right,
coming straight at you, your wife, and your brand new car down a mountain, then you haven't lived.
Well, you know,
the Diamond Jubilee.
And this does remind me, it was a former parsonage, became a youth house, that became a pregnancy care center. And it was at the bottom of our property, and it was just this, and it was lovely. It was a great ministry. It did wonderful work, and it had recently been renovated, and church was very proud of this or whatever. We had this one student who was a little absent-minded, and it's Sunday morning, and he pulls in the church, but there's an incline. You know, this church, this house is at the bottom of a hill, at the bottom of our parking lot, and it's the early service, so there's no other vehicles in the parking lot. And he pulls up to the church and just gets out too fast and doesn't put his car stays in neutral. He gets out of the car, and it's one of those things, just like your 16-year-old driver.
He gets
out of the car, and the car just takes off,
keeps going.
And I promise you, it is rolling, it's barreling down the hill towards the pregnancy care center. And
it's,
I'm thinking
good.
To myself, one of my students is going to destroy.
Roll over with their car, yeah.
Our parents, which again, you know, angels, whatever, guided it.
It didn't hit it.
It didn't hit it.
The hand of God.
It missed, and, you know, went into the lake. That would probably be one of my, that would probably be my crazy, crazy.
Well, moment. Have you ever played the trust fall?
Oh, I no.
No? Well, this was one of my great joys in ministry one time. I had parked my car on the backside of the campus. There was this youth worker that I had actually recruited, and I walked out to my car. It was a Sunday afternoon, and he had I guess they were having some kind of thing with the senior high guys. He had taken all the senior high guys out to my car. It was a Jeep Cherokee.
Yeah.
And they were doing the trust fall off the back.
Oh, no.
Jeep Cherokee. And there was this one guy who was going to require a little bit more catching. I'll just put it that way. And they were like, nah, man, you can do it. Get on up there.
Yeah.
So anyway, about the time I walk out, this kid is on the back of my car. He's standing up on the back of my Jeep Cherokee, and he's about to do the trust fall. And about the time I start to yell, you know, the words are about to come out, stop.
Yeah, right.
He comes falling
slow
back
motion.
On his trust fall.
Motion, right?
Mike, they don't even try to catch him. I mean, they had their arms out, but he just, boom, just hit the ground. And I thought, oh, my gosh.
Was this your ER visit?
I think this kid's dead. But he hopped up and tried to shake it off like nothing happened. But you know that hurt.
Oh, you
did. You fall off the back of a car and land on the ground, it's gonna hurt.
Yeah, it is.
But he got winded a little bit. I think the top one, though, we had a group of guys at my house one time. I don't know if you've ever... just had a guys gathering. These guys were all probably college age. They know who they are. But we had these things where we would have these challenges, and we would give out man points. And the man points.
Can you even do that in the 21st century?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely it's out of season. But the man points were being given out, and the man points meant nothing, by the way.
Of course.
Of course not. So, but this one particular week. This was the time when, you know, you could get a lot of stuff on the internet, and one of our guys had ordered some hot sauce.
Oh, no.
On the internet, like ultra hot sauce, like when you have to sign the waiver to even mess with. And I told these jokers, I'm like, don't do this, don't do this. And of course, one of the guys was like, yeah, man, I'm going to do it. A couple of them actually, I think, tasted it, but one of them went a little hardcore with it. And when we finally opened the door of the bathroom, he was laying in the fetal position. He had taken off all of his clothes except for his underwear. He was sweating. He was throwing up. We had to literally grab him by his feet and his hands and drag him out into the front yard and let him recuperate. Well, you know, when you think about life, every once in a while, it's good just to laugh.
It is.
And just to think about some of the funny things that have happened and just enjoy life. I mean, there are some things that aren't funny when they actually happen, but it is kind of fun to think back over and think about the crazy situations that we've been in over the years.
That's all for this edition of Don't Panic. Join us next time as we ask and answer tough questions about culture, family, and faith.